Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3470 BN. Today's date is October 8th, 2024. And the title of the episode is Deep State Allowed Kamala Harris to Destroy Herself, Foreign Election Interference, Right on Schedule. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, it seems that they might be at it again. What do I mean by that? Well, think about it. What did they do to Biden? Well, they set him up and they exposed everything about him that he cannot function. And Obama did this. Why? Because they were prepping to replace him. Now, remember, the fake news, Kamala Harris, all the corrupt politicians, they were all protecting Biden, telling everyone that they were crazy. The things that Biden was doing is because he had a stuttering problem, because he didn't trip. There was a cord on the ground. He didn't trip on the stairs. You know, it was slippery. They kept making excuses, making everyone believe that, oh, these things aren't happening, even though we saw them happening. And if you watch MSNBC, CNN, and the rest, they didn't even show any of these things because they didn't want people to know, because again, they were instructed to protect him. But when it was time to remove him, everything changed. Basically, what Obama and team did, they allowed Biden to go to certain functions. One of them was out in LA, and Obama grabbed his hand and dragged him off the stage. Then they set up the debate in June. So Biden would go out there. He didn't have any earpieces. They weren't coaching him. They let him out there because they knew once he went out there, he was going to fail big time. And that's exactly what happened. And that set the precedent of replacing Joe Biden. Now think about Kamala Harris and think about what they've been doing. They've been hiding her from the very, very beginning. They allowed her to debate, but it was 3-1. They had the two moderators, Kamala. They gave her the questions. Most likely she had an earpiece. A lot of people are still looking at those earrings. And she was coached on how to respond to every single question. And the moderators protected her. Even with all of that, everything that she did completely and utterly failed. And people saw through it. Because what happened was, Trump, one of his last lines was, hey, are you better off today or were you better off 4 years ago? And most of the people in this country who are living their lives, getting their paycheck, they understand that the economy is a lot worse. The borders are wide open. We're heading into war. People aren't stupid. They see it. No matter how much a deep state, the fake news tries to gaslight them, this is something you can't gaslight the people on. So she failed. Then we had Tim Walz go up against J.D. Vance. Same thing. That failed again. Now, what's very interesting is they kept Kamala hidden away. They didn't want her doing any type of interviews. They allowed her to do her rallies, but they bust in the same exact people over and over and over. And they gave her a teleprompter. If reporters were going to ask her questions, she really didn't answer any of the questions. So they decided, okay, let's have her interview now. And they started to edit all the interviews. And the first couple of interviews, they were softball questions. But as time went on, you could see the softball questions, they're no longer softball questions. And the fake news is no longer actually protecting her. Yes, they're still editing, but they're not protecting her the way they used to protect her, which is very interesting. So I do believe what's happening right now is the deep state players, they are now allowing Kamala to go out there, telling her to go out there. And you could tell she doesn't have the same confidence that she had before. Maybe she's not getting the same exact instructions. I do believe they're allowing her to destroy herself, almost like Biden. And I think if she continues on this path, in the end, the people of this country are going to be looking at her going, holy crap, she's a moron. And I think this is what Obama and the deep state players want, because I do believe what they're trying to do is they're looking at their internal polls. They're realizing, holy crap, no matter what we did, no matter what we tried, no matter how much we pushed the fake polls, no matter how many people we bust in, no matter what we did, she's still a loser. We cannot increase her poll numbers. Actually, what we're looking at from the internal polls, she's been losing people and she hasn't been gaining people. The only people she's been gaining are the illegals. But at this point, they need their actual voters to vote for her because they can't make up all the ballots. Remember, this is a ballot election. Trump has the votes. He has the majority. They need the ballots. And you just can't create every single ballot when she's polling at 5%, 10%. It doesn't work. So I think they've been looking at this and they allowed her to go out onto these stations. The fake news most likely was instructed, listen, go ahead, have an interview, ask her questions, let her fend for herself. And now the people, even though they edit it, it makes no difference because now people are pointing this out. It's actually worse that they're editing it because when you see the first part, when it was unedited, and then you see the edited part, you could see how they're actually interfering in the election because that's really what they're doing, aren't they? They're changing her answers to make it sound a lot better. So they're actually having her destroy herself. At the same time, we're seeing an increase of cyber attacks. We're seeing the telecom companies have continuous outages. We're seeing Sony PlayStation having outages. We're seeing the car dealerships being hit. Now we have a water filtration system in New Jersey that supplies water to 14 million people. That was cyber attacked. Casio was just cyber attacked and brought down their system. Now, once again, how do we know that malware isn't being inserted and tested into these systems for their grand finale? We don't. What's their grand finale? Foreign election interference. I do believe they're already setting this up. This is why we had DHS out there. This is why we have the fake news out there, letting everyone know that Russia, China and Iran, they might be interfering in the election. So everything is right on schedule, and we're going to have to see how this plays out. Because remember, the deep state players, again, they're going to try to make any move they possibly can because in the end, they don't care. They don't care who's running. They don't care if they have to swap someone out. They don't care if they have to cyber attack the whole country and bring it down. They don't care if they have to bring us to war. Because again, if they lose, what happens? They go to jail. Everything about them is exposed. And it's not just a couple of people in DC. This is the corporate CEOs. This is Hollywood. This is the fake news organizations. This goes much, much deeper and wider than anyone could ever imagine. They have a lot to lose right now. Plus, they lose control around the world. Think about all the organizations that they've created and funded by using the people's money. Well, they money laundered all this money into all these different organizations like BLM, like the World Economic Forum, like the WHO, the IMF, you name it. These are all their organizations that they created to create the criminal syndicate. This is what they have done. But it's all falling apart for them right now. And Kamala is not the person that he thought would be able to pull this off. Actually, everything that's happening to her, it's making it a lot worse, especially with all these disasters. Because now people are seeing exactly what she's doing. They see the corrupt FEMA organization, just like we saw corrupt CDC, the FDA. Remember, we went through a pandemic. We saw those agencies, how corrupt they are. Now people are looking at FEMA going, holy crap, it's the same exact thing. I could see it. Every single one of these organizations, it's the same exact thing. And they're trying to combat this by telling everyone that people are putting out misinformation. No, it's information that people are now relaying. They don't like that information, so they're calling it misinformation. But if they truly want to help, they would get the people on the ground. They would spend the money. They would bring the food. They would set up staging areas. They wouldn't have time to talk about misinformation. They wouldn't have time to talk about equity. Because you know why? They'd be too busy helping the people. You see, the proof is in the pudding. If they truly were going to help the people, they would go, look at all these different areas that we have set up. We were there the day after. But they didn't do that. You know why? Because they weren't there. America First Legal put this out and said, the head of Biden-Harris FEMA complains about demoralizing rhetoric and promoting truly dangerous narrative while Americans were abandoned and left to die from Hurricane Helene. Let's explore what's exactly truly dangerous. The Biden-Harris admin's incompetence. FEMA's emergency food and shelter program has been reshaped to provide funding to families and individuals encountered by the Department of Homeland Security, also known as illegal aliens. $685 million has been allocated to fund illegal aliens. The shelter and service program is designed to exclusively provide shelter and services to illegal aliens. Over $1 billion in taxpayer dollars have been allocated between 2023 and 2024. The number one goal of FEMA's strategic plan is to instill equity as a foundation of emergency management. FEMA also identified people of color, women, and the LGBTQ plus community as disproportionately impacted by disaster. According to the Biden-Harris administration, natural disasters don't have the same impact on white straight men. Absolutely ridiculous. Since Biden and Harris took office, FEMA has provided billions of taxpayer dollars for services for illegal aliens. And the people now, they see the truth. And Mayorkas is already asking for more money. Well, where's all the money that was there? They keep telling us, oh, listen, see, it's Congress's fault. Congress is to blame because we've been asking them for more money. And Congress is not giving us the money. Well, Ducey, when he was in the White House briefing room, completely destroyed that narrative with one simple question. Take a listen to what he said.
The administration has money to send to Lebanon without Congress coming back. But Congress does have to come back to approve money to send to people in North Carolina. Do I have that right?
Thanks, everybody.
And right there, that tells you everything you need to know. He just destroyed her entire narrative, so she couldn't even stay in the room. She had to walk out. So why don't they have the money? They can send the money to Ukraine. They can send the money to Lebanon. They can send the money everywhere else without Congress. No problem. They can find it with no problem. But for the American people, they're having a very, very difficult time. Does that make any sense? Well, it does when you don't care about the American people. It does when their agenda is to push a war. It does when their agenda is to bring in all their foot soldiers, which are called illegal aliens. It does when you're trying to destroy the country from within. It all makes sense when you start to look at it in that way. And you can see all they do is lie. They can't help lying. They can't really stop it. You know why? Because criminals, they have to lie because they're criminals. They can't tell the truth. They'd be arrested. They'd be thrown in jail. Because remember, the criminals are committing the crimes. So how do they cover it up? By lying. Colin Rugg put this out and said, "This is hilarious. Kamala Harris told reporters that Ron DeSantis was being selfish and utterly irresponsible for not taking her call regarding Hurricane Milton. Hours later, Ron DeSantis says in her 3.5 years in office, Kamala Harris hasn't called him once to offer assistance. She has no role in this. In fact, she's been vice president for 3.5 years. I've dealt with a number of storms under the administration. She has never contributed anything to any of these efforts. She's the first one who's trying to politicize the storm. And she's doing that just because of her campaign." Absolutely. But again, Biden came out and threw Kamala under the bus once again. He had a press conference and basically he praised DeSantis for doing a great job and criticized Kamala Harris. He's very, very angry in what they did to him, where they pushed him out. Absolutely unbelievable. And Kamala, she went ahead and she did an interview with 60 Minutes. And the entire interview completely and utterly fell apart. Listen, they edited it the best they could. They tried to piece together her word salad, you know, words, and they tried to make it make sense. But the information that was coming out from Kamala, the people know that she's lying. The people know that this is not a leader. And also she changes her voice. She sounds like a little child. The people are looking at this. This is not a strong person. This is a weak person. So Kamala Harris' recent appearance on 60 Minutes took a tense turn when CBS host Bill Whitaker grilled her on her administration's mishandling of illegal immigration, a crisis that has quadrupled under her watch. Sitting down for what she might have expected to be a smooth interview with the softball questions, Harris instead found herself repeatedly dodging Whitaker's tough questions with evasive answers and word salad. Remember, there are 662,000 illegal immigrants with criminal histories. They're currently on ICE's national docket. Even more alarming is that the Department of Homeland Security is currently tracking over 425,000 illegal immigrants convicted of various crimes, while 226,000 face pending criminal charges, all of whom have been released into the United States under the regime's lenient immigration enforcement. Of that staggering number, over 13,000 illegal immigrants have been convicted of homicide, and more than 15,000 have been convicted of sexual assault. These individuals are not in custody. They are roaming free in communities across the country, thanks to what Kamala, Biden, Obama have done. Their policy called catch and release. And Kamala tried to make the case that she was bringing the number of illegals coming into this country down. We cut it in half. Now, think about it. When she first came into office, what happened? They reversed everything that Trump had, all the executive orders. They stopped building the wall. And then the illegals poured into this country, skyrocketed like we've never seen before. So when she says they cut it in half, they cut it in half from her high, not when Trump was in office. They're still way, way, way above that. So this is a trick that they use. It's almost like if someone came in and said, "Listen, I'm going to make you lose weight, but first we got to gain 200 pounds. Then I'm going to make you lose 100. So guess what? I cut your weight in half by 100 pounds. No, you made the person gain 100 pounds first. That's what they did here on the border. Oh, by the way, with inflation. Oh, by the way, with fuel costs. By the way, with almost everything that they say. It's the same exact playbook that they've been using. But nobody's falling for this anymore. And she got caught up when he started to question her on the border. When she said, "Well, Congress didn't pass that bill." He said, "You know, why didn't you put everything into place that you're talking about now?" She blamed it on Congress. Well, did she really need Congress to do anything? No. She reversed all the executive orders that Trump had. She stopped building the wall. Biden stopped building the wall. Remember, they're one and the same. Trump, he put this out on Truth, pointing to Byron Donalds, and he says why the Senate border deal failed. Codify catch and release, let in 1.8 million illegals, fund sanctuary cities, fund NGOs moving illegals, lawyers to illegals, work permits to illegals, nothing to deport illegals, no immediate wall funds, weak asylum screening, $60 billion to Ukraine. I think that tells you everything you need to know. So right there, she got caught in all this. Bill Mulugan decided to respond to this, and he said the following. 60 Minutes repeatedly asked Harris why the Biden-Harris admin waited 3 years to take executive action to curb illegal crossings. She said they introduced a bill upon taking office. That bill would have given an 8-year path to amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Then pivots to saying Trump killed the bipartisan border deal, which again, the admin did not attempt until after 3 years of record-setting chaos. Harris never actually answered the question as to why they waited 3 years to attempt to stop the chaos at the executive level. And a reminder about those record-setting numbers, they do not include the more than 1.9 million known gotaways who were recorded entering the U.S. without apprehension. Gotaways under Biden-Harris in 3 years were higher than the prior decade of Trump plus Obama combined. And there were times when the entire chunks of the border were left completely unmanned to focus resources on processing mass catch and release instead. There were days in 2022 and 2023 when 2,000 plus gotaways were being recorded by CBP every day, while at the same time, the admin was falsely claiming the border was closed and secure. They lied. And now they're getting caught in the lie, and it looks like they actually placed Kamala out there, just like they placed Biden out there, and now she's destroying herself. This is what the people are seeing right now. And they lied about Haitians eating animals out in Ohio. Taylor Hansen put this out and said, a Haitian is caught on video chopping an animal apart with a machete in public. This video was taken by a resident of the Red Couch Apartments. So once again, what Trump said is absolutely true. And we can see that the deep state players, they're lying every step of the way. And I do believe they set Kamala up. They're now, I do believe, trying to push her out, just like they did with Biden. But they're going to do it in a little different way. I do believe eventually she'll become the acting president. This way, that's her consolation prize. She's the acting president. And what's very interesting, we mentioned this before, Paul Sperry said she has not released her medical records. So I wouldn't be surprised if they make it look like she has a medical problem, that she can't run for the presidency anymore. And this is when they swap in the next individual. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. And again, it doesn't mean they're going to be able to do this at this late stage, but it looks like they're trying to push this and push it very hard. Because once again, if they were trying to keep the poll numbers, the fake poll numbers, if they were trying to prop her up, they wouldn't let her go out there on her own. They would make sure that she would be able to navigate all this, which she couldn't. So this tells me that they set her up and they're trying to push her out. And basically what Obama and team really want, they want their base to beg for another person. They want their base to see that this is not the right person. And they want them to say, we need somebody else. They don't just place the people out there. They first show the people, just like with Biden. Then the people see it. The people are shocked. People are surprised. Then the people say, holy crap, we're losing hope here. We need somebody different. That's how they want the people to beg. And I do believe he's doing the same thing once again. Because in the end, the criminal syndicate, these people, they only care about themselves, their survival. And they're panicking over their survival. Why? Because they know when Trump gets into office, or maybe before, we might see information come out about Diddy, about Epstein. And I do believe this will accelerate even after the election. So Elon Musk and Tucker, they were both speaking about this. And Greed Lives Matter put this out on X and says, Elon Musk tells Tucker that Kamala Harris handlers are terrified because Trump will release the Epstein client list when he returns to office. I think part of why Kamala is getting so much support is that if Trump wins the Epstein client list, it's going to become public. And some of those billionaires behind Kamala are terrified of that outcome. It's mind-blowing that they've not tried to prosecute even one, not even the worst offender on the Epstein client list. They have not even tried to prosecute even one. Isn't that insane? Well, it's because they have a lot of diabetic grandmothers who were outside the Capitol on January 6th. They've kind of occupied their time with that. You know, I think part of why Kamala is getting so much support is that if Trump wins, that Epstein client list is going to become public. and some of those billionaires behind Kamala are terrified of that outcome. Well, they should be a little bit more terrified, because what we're seeing with Kamala is not going the way they thought it was going to go. And I do believe they realized from the internal polls, all the billionaires, all the people behind Kamala, they're probably like, holy crap. Yeah, we tried to prop her up. We tried to push the poll numbers. We tried everything. But this is getting worse and worse and worse. And I do believe now it's time to try to make a change. And I think the billionaires, Obama and the rest, I think they're going to try to push this as hard as they possibly can. Because once again, they're going to try to cheat. They're going to try to use the ballots. They're going to try to do all of this. They're going to try to use their people on the ground. But I think in the end, this election is going to be way too big to rig. Much, much bigger than the election in 2020. I mean, Trump won by a landslide back then. This time around, he's really going to win by a landslide where they're not even going to be able to touch us with all the ballots that they're bringing in. It won't even work. And I think Trump, the Patriots, I think they know this. And I think they're pushing them down this path where Trump doesn't want to use their system. Trump wants to use paper, wants to use voter ID, wants to use one-day voting. And I think this is all being pushed because, again, they know the playbook. They know that they're going to try to bring us into war. They know they're going to try a cyber attack. The World Economic Forum, the IMF, they told us. Told us about, what, 2.5 years ago they were going to do this? And all of a sudden, as we went through the summer, as we're going through September and October, what have we been seeing? How many times have the telecommunication services gone out? AT&T, Verizon, and the rest? How many more cyber attack stories have we been seeing? Right now, Yahoo Mail has gone down across the U.S. with users unable to check mail. And this is specifically in New York, Boston, Chicago, and L.A. So that is very, very interesting. We also have Casio. They said a cyber attack hit their system and it caused system failure that resulted in some services being unavailable to customers. So they were cyber attacked. Then we had a major U.S. water company hit by a cyber attack. This is a New Jersey-based company responsible for providing water to more than 14 million people. That was hit with a cyber attack. And they're saying, well, it only resulted in the loss of billing systems, some names and things like that. But what happens if that's a distraction? What happens if they went in, they cyber attacked? Because what's the point of cyber attacking the system and moving and, you know, getting their billing system, messing that up? What happens if that's a distraction and they actually inserted malware for later on? Really think about it. Yes, they could be using the names for the election. Maybe that's why they're cyber attacking. Maybe this is part of it. But what happens if this is a major distraction, like in Japan with Casio or with Yahoo News? What happens if they're implanting malware into the system and they're going to use this malware later on? What happens if they've already done this to the telecom companies? Actually, we've already had that article from CNN saying China has been hacking the telecom companies. What happens if they put this into place and they've been testing it this entire time? And I'm not saying it's China. I'm saying it's the deep state players. So we're going to have to watch this very, very carefully, because it seems like the narrative for cyber attacks is now building up. And I wouldn't be surprised as we get closer to the presidential election, maybe in the latter part of October, maybe we'll see like a power grid or something to get hit. And the fake news will broadcast as saying, oh, wait, we were just hit by Iran. We were just hit by China, to really build this narrative up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that during the debate, Kamala said that she was a gun owner. Now, Trump, after that, asked, you know, what type of gun does she own? Which is a very interesting question. Why would he ask what kind of gun does she own? Now, one, it could be because maybe she doesn't own a gun. Or number two, maybe he knows the gun that she has. Or maybe he knew that she was going to say a certain model. So going back to 2015, Amaze put this out. Kamala is asked about the last time she shot a gun. And during this question, she started to cackle. She said, yes, she shot a gun, but this is the farthest I'm going to go with that. And she didn't want to elaborate, but she kept on laughing, which means she's probably lying. But she admitted that she owns a Glock. Now, think about what Trump said. What kind of gun does she own? So she admitted that she owned a Glock, and Costas Moros put this out and said, California law classifies all Glocks as unsafe handguns because they do not have a compliant chamber load indicator, lack of magazine disconnect mechanism, and until our lawsuit caused California to repeal the requirement, of course, lack micro-stamping. The only reason we can still buy Gen 3s is because they are grandfathered in, but they are still unsafe handguns. We can't buy more modern Glocks new in gun stores, just secondhand from exempt cops or from those who have moved here with them from other states. She supported the Unsafe Handgun Act and expanded it such that micro-stamping began to be enforced in 2013. So why does she own an unsafe handgun? That's very interesting. Why didn't she get a safe handgun? She was pushing this. She was all for the law, but she's walking around with an unsafe handgun. So she has an unsafe handgun. She pushed this law on everyone else because she wanted everyone else to get rid of that weapon. Is this why Trump asked what type of handgun she owns? Because this is boomeranging on her big time. Just like with what's happening out in the Middle East, what's happening out in Taiwan, all of this is going to come down around her. And you can see with the 60-minute interview, this did not work out well for her whatsoever. And I do believe she was completely and utterly set up. She looked nervous. And the way she answers, it sounds like she's a little child. Trump War Room put this out and said, if China attacks Taiwan, would we use military force to support Taiwan? The reporter asked. Kamala said, Bill, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals. Trump War Room said she is completely clueless and dangerous. What hypotheticals? What happens if this does happen? She doesn't have an answer to this. This makes no sense whatsoever. Then they asked her a question about Ukraine and NATO. And she can't answer the question if she supports accepting Ukraine into NATO. Repeats one of her rehearsed debate lines. Trump, if he were president, Putin would be sitting in Kiev right now. Well, isn't that interesting? Because Putin had the chance to push all the troops back to Kiev when Obama was in the White House. But he didn't. He could have, but he didn't. He retreated. So this is a lie once again. The reason why she's not really explaining it is because she wants Ukraine to be part of NATO and they want to start World War III. That is their entire objective. Now, what's very interesting is that Mays Moore actually caught how 60 Minutes edited her answer. The first time we heard Bill talk about Israel, Kamala Harris basically gave us word salad. Then they edited that all up and it made her answer very, very clear. So listen to when she answered the question and it was complete word salad. Then you can hear the same exact question and how they edited everything to make it sound good. Basically, it seems like they're interfering in the election and changing exactly what she said. But take a listen.
Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
But it seems that Prime Minister...
So right there, this is not working out well for Kamala Harris. And it didn't work out for Joe Biden either. Think about it. Think about all the times he tripped. Think about all the times he turned around. Think about all the times where he didn't know where he was going. Think about all the times that he messed up his words. It seems that the same thing's now happening to Kamala Harris. She's going on to these shows. She's doing interviews. She's messing up with the rescue operation out in North Carolina, soon in Florida. People are watching her very, very carefully. And people are starting to realize that she's a phony. And I do believe this is being done on purpose because they realize the internal polls are dropping like a rock and it's time to push her out if they can. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden admitted that the Ukraine conflict is Obama's fault. So a book by Bob Woodward reportedly details how the Biden-Harris team saddled the Obama administration with fault for the onset of Ukraine's war with Russia. So this is very interesting. Everything's turning back on Obama right now. And there's a lot of pressure on Obama because what do you see happening? You see Israel is destroying Hezbollah. Israel is destroying Hamas. Israel is destroying the state-funded terrorists. And this is definitely an operation. Actually, Trump was giving a speech on October 7th, and he was speaking to the Jewish people, letting the Jewish people know that this will never, ever happen again. And he said something very, very interesting during this speech about Hamas, Hezbollah, and how Israel is basically destroying them, and the U.S. is behind the operation. Take a listen.
Has now been severely degraded, and Hezbollah has recently been dealt very, very powerful, crippling blows. With strength and the right leadership, the dawn of a new, more harmonious Middle East is finally within our reach. It's finally within our reach. But you have no idea the role that the United States has to play in order to get that ball over the goal line. We have to get it into the end zone. And if it's not the United States, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We have to be able to get it done and get it done properly and get back to a wonderful, beautiful way of life. You have to be able to do it. You have to finish what you began, and you have to finish it quickly. So here is my commitment to you on the solemn date. I will not allow the Jewish state.
Well, I do believe, just with what Trump said, what they're doing right now is they are removing the state-funded terrorists from the Middle East. Basically, the deep state players, all the terrorists that they put into place. Remember, they've been doing this for a very long time. I'm talking about the deep state players. And now you can see they're destroying their forces out in the Middle East. I do believe we're going to see major change out in the Middle East. And I do believe the people of Iran are probably going to rise up and overthrow their government out there. And this must have Obama panicking like we've never seen before. Remember, he funded Iran. He sent over pallets of cash to Iran. He had Biden. Biden went along with it. He sent over money to Iran. Remember, Biden was the puppet. He was doing exactly what Obama wanted. So he actually caused all of these problems. And we know that he's part of the Muslim Brotherhood. We know Brennan's part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And most of the people that he brought in were part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And you could see he must be panicking that Trump is sitting back and their terrorist groups, their armed forces are being destroyed left and right. Obama must have felt this when Trump came into office and gave the bombing back to the military, and all of a sudden, the Islamic State was completely and utterly wiped out. Because remember, Obama's plan was to take over Syria. So everything was reversed. So I think Obama right now is really panicking. And Trump, during his speech, and this is out in North Carolina, let everyone know that he is going to set up a task force to make sure DEI never shows its ugly head in the military. So once again, you could see Trump, he is now going to reverse everything the deep state players are doing. And he's telling the people, this is what we are planning to do. But he needs the people behind him. And I do believe this is why the people are seeing all this play out right now. But again, the deep state players, what are they going to try to do? They're going to try to cheat in this election. And what's very interesting is that California has reported not just two, but three possible cases of human bird flu. And they're saying, yes, people are getting it directly from the animals. So they're already starting to build this up. Are they going to use this later on? Are they going to say it's getting worse? We see it in California. Now we see it in another blue state. We see it in this blue state. Are they going to scare the people with the bird flu? It's starting to seem that way. Are they going to be able to pull this off? I think the people are hardened from this. Maybe not Let's talk about protecting our health. The world feels like it's on the edge right now. Tensions over the upcoming election, economic instability, supply chain shortages, and health threats popping up left and right. With talk of a new pandemic on the horizon, if you're waiting for the medical industrial complex to protect you and your family when things go sideways, you're making a huge mistake. You have to take action and be prepared. That's why I want to tell you about the Wellness Company's Contagion Emergency Kit. It's a lifesaver put together by real experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. And inside the package, you get medications like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and even a nebulizer. These are critical medications to treat respiratory illness and so much more, especially heading into flu season. Can you imagine when you or a loved one need life-saving medication? Are you really going to take the risk being told no? Don't let anyone play gatekeeper with your health. Just a few clicks and the kit is delivered right to your door. This is peace of mind for you and your family in uncertain times. I have my kit and now you can get yours by heading to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to get $30 off and free shipping. That's twc.health/x22 and use code x22 for $30 off and free shipping. Don't wait for the next crisis to hit. Be ready, not reactive. Get your kit today and take control of your health. Or just click on the link in the description. Not so many people in the blue states because a lot of those people are still wearing their masks. But I think the majority of the country, I don't think they're going to go along with this. I think this is going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players. Just like it's very, very difficult right now for Kamala Harris to explain how it wasn't democratic for her just to replace Biden where nobody voted for her. Because Bill Whitaker asked her the question, was democracy best served by Biden stepping down and basically handing you a nomination? You didn't have to go through a primary process. You didn't have to fight off other contenders. That's not really the way our system was intended to work. Of course, what did Kamala say? Well, Biden made a decision that I think history is going to show is rare among leaders, which was to put country before self. And I'm proud to have earned the support of the vast majority of delegates. But nobody voted for you. She really didn't answer the question. And they're trying to use this slogan, country before self. No, basically what they're saying, and let me translate this for you, criminal syndicate before self. So that's what they're continually saying. If we have to remove people, if we have to take people out from the criminal syndicate, we must do it because we must save the criminal syndicate. Criminal syndicate before self. That's what they're really saying. They don't care about the country. That's really what their slogan is. So that's why she's when she talks about Biden, listen, it's criminal syndicate before self, Biden. So yeah, we gotta support the criminal syndicate. That's what we have to defend. That's what she's been saying. Clandestine put this out and said, wow, Kamala is getting exposed. 60 Minutes confront Kamala on the fact that she was not elected by the people and was appointed by the DNC elite. That's not really the way our system was intended to work. Even the mainstream media are calling the Dems out for circumventing democracy. Trump, he put this out on Truth and said, the interview on 60 Minutes with Comrade Kamala Harris is considered by many of those who reviewed it the worst interview they have ever seen. She literally had no idea what she was talking about. And it was an embarrassment to our country that a major party candidate would be so completely inept. In addition, her incompetence on helping people through the devastation of Hurricane Helene is being reviewed as by far the worst in American history, even worse than Katrina, if that's possible. I can't imagine anybody living in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, or Tennessee voting for her. Pollsters are saying that the anti or negative vote in those places and even places not affected, but with people watching what took place, will be heavily against her. This is good news because November 5th is the most important day in the history of our country, and we cannot bear four more years of incompetence. Make America great again. And he's absolutely right. And I do believe this is why the deep state players are out there panicking like we've never seen before. And basically, Kamala dug her hole on The View. I mean, there's no escaping this now. And remember, Biden said, we collaborated on everything. Everything. And she went onto The View and they asked her a simple question. Would you have changed anything that you've done different with Joe Biden? And she said, I can't think of anything. Well, that means she's responsible for everything that we're seeing. She just destroyed herself. And I do believe this was basically meant to destroy herself. Because again, the deep state players, they know. They have the internal polls. They realize she's not going to be able to pull this off. I do believe this is the initial steps to drop her. If they can, I do believe they're going to give it their best shot. They want the people to beg for a new candidate. I do believe what you're going to see right now is the poly market, all these polls. You're going to see Kamala drop like a rock, just like Biden. Let's see how this plays out. Because if she starts to drop like a rock and people go, yeah, we're not interested anymore, that's how you know they're going to probably swap her out. Now, what's very interesting, and George put this out, Trump just announced that he'll be holding a gigantic outdoor rally in Kamala Harris's backyard of California. And it's going to be epic because we're going to see thousands upon thousands of people in California supporting Trump. And this is going to destroy the deep state players, because once they see that, remember, California is their template. California is their place. Once they see that, they're going to be panicking like we've never seen before. And right on schedule, out of Newsweek, they're letting us know that the U.S. has detected China interference in the 2024 election. So the country's adversaries are stepping up efforts to influence the U.S. election, including down ballot races, intelligence officials have told the press. They got inside information on all of this. We're continuing to see actors ramp up their activities as we get closer to the election day. These actors recognize that individuals are already voting, Americans are already voting, and operations can have a greater impact as we get closer. Officials said China, Russia, Iran, Cuba have sought to launder their narratives into election discourse, as well as aggravate divisions among Americans through hot-button issues such as immigration. So they're using all of this now, letting you know that these countries, they're involved in election interference. We're seeing telecom systems go down. We're seeing water filtration systems. They're being cyber attacked. Soon, you're probably going to see power grid, and then you'll see the election system get hit. Because again, I do believe what they're doing is they're setting up foreign election interference, which really means the deep state players are going through all these different countries to make it look like foreign countries are interfering in the election, because it would look kind of strange if it came from the United States and it was detected it was coming from the United States, because then at that point, all the deep state players, they'd be arrested. They're going to be arrested no matter what, but they are covering their tracks. So they go through all these different countries to manipulate the election. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know this. Trump, once again, on Truth, said anybody that cheats on the election is going to jail. He's warning these people over and over and over and over. Why? Because he always gives the people a chance. Do the right thing. You've been warned. I've told you multiple times. As soon as you cheat, as soon as you go along with the criminal syndicate, it's your fault. It's game over for you. So here's your warning. Trump, I do believe, is going to say it multiple times, right up to the election, warning these low-level people. Because I think a lot of low-level people are saying, you know something? I might sit this one out. I think he's putting up these roadblocks to force those people in the voting centers, all these people that, you know, bring in the ballots, he's making them think twice. And a lot of these people, do they really want to go to jail for the criminal syndicate? I don't think so. Do I think the upper level of the criminal syndicate gives a crap? No, they know that if Trump wins, which he's going to win, it's game over for them. They're going to try to stall the election. They're going to try to say he didn't win. They're going to try to retain their power. But I think in the end, they're all going to fail. And I think in the end, all these people, they're going to be held accountable one way or another. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.